You are listening to the Doug Hagman Radio Show, weekdays 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And now the man behind the mic, a private investigator with over 30 years under his belt, Doug Hagman.
Good morning, everyone. It's 6 a.m. on the West Coast of America, 9 a.m. here in the East. Welcome to Hagman. It's the Doug Hagman Investigative Hour for today. It's Friday, June 15th, 2018. Thank you so much for joining me. I realize, folks, that you only have so many hours in a day. There are so many people out there you can tune into 1 hour of your time. I value that. I respect that. And I thank you for tuning into me. I really do. I appreciate that. And I will not take your trust in me lightly. I don't and will never do that. I want to thank just a lot of people just coming out of the gate from citizen journalists, researchers, Tracy Beans, Captain Roy D., Thomas Paine, so many other people. There's so many people out there who are digging for the truth, doing what the corporate mass media won't, can't, is not doing because they are part of the problem. This episode is going to be all about the Office of the Inspector General, the report outlining my findings. I went through the entire report, just so you know. Some statistics, of course, or some information today. We are in day 512 of the Donald Trump presidency. Of those 512 days, 395 have been expended by the special counsel to derail the Donald Trump presidency. Now, about the Inspector General report yesterday, released yesterday, titled A Review of Various Actions by the FBI and the DOJ in Advance of the 2016 Election. I shortened using the abbreviations for the FBI and Department of Justice. So, anyway, that's the title. It is a 68-page report with appendices as well as attachments, some redacted, 499 pages of content divided into 16 chapters. Now, there's some key findings in here. I'm going to tell you, I'm disappointed overall with the findings of non-political bias, but the wording, of course, carefully crafted by Horowitz. I'm not making excuses. I'm just telling you how it is. It's no political bias that impacted the investigation, ultimately the investigation. However, overall, I'm disappointed with the conclusions. I'm disappointed with the reactions, and I'm disappointed in total, which, you know, most of you had said, look, you're going to be disappointed. Now, there are some nuggets of information in this report that are without dispute, absolutely critical, including on page 294, there's a reference to crimes against children by the Hillary Clinton Foundation. There's a lot of information packed into this report that if one looks at without political bias or without any preconceived notions, if you just walked in not knowing a thing, if you woke up out of a 10-year coma and looked at this report, it is absolutely damning to Hillary Clinton, to James Comey, to all of the swamp creatures. But it's couched in this cover your butt swamp nature. Now, there are so many people out there with so many different opinions. At the end of the day, what's the ultimate question? The ultimate question, in my view anyway, the ultimate question is, are we going to see any positive, proactive response against the people involved in attempting to rig the election? This the 2016 election was attempted. It was obviously, they attempted to rig it in favor of Hillary, Diane Rodham Clinton. That's how it was supposed to play out. The report contains new information, 5 additional FBI agents in supervisory capacity, in a supervisory capacity, as well as SACs as special agents in charge, that also show a very damning bias against Donald Trump. And you may be saying, well, tell me something I don't already know. Well, okay. Again, there are some facets to this. If you look at a diamond, you know how many different sides a diamond has, the facets of a diamond. There are so many different facets to this report. that I think that we can make a case here using this report, using the, if everyone agrees that this is a valid, legitimate investigation with the facts. I'm not talking about the conclusion aspect of this, because chapter 16 is the conclusion. Chapter 15 includes the, just about it. I'm not going to say every chapter, but there's findings, and then there are conclusions, and then there are recommendations. But if you simply look at the findings are damning. The conclusions, not so much in terms of really where we need to be, and the recommendations are laughable. We need to drain the swamp, not retrain the swamp. And that's not just a trite soundbite. It's something that I, looking over this, let's get into it. You know, I want to turn to Kimberly Strassel reporting yesterday on her Twitter feed about the IG report, where she says, "Don't believe anyone who claims Horowitz didn't find bias. He very carefully says that he found no, quote, documentary, end quote, evidence that bias produced specific investigatory decisions," which is different. Now, I know this is wordplay. I don't like wordplay. I like plain talk. Let's just call a lie a lie. Let's call bias bias. Let's just say what it is. But, you know, you're dealing with Washington, D.C. in a CYA kind of environment. So that's interesting in and of itself. The report also the conclusions do not mean that Horowitz did not catch anyone doing anything. Saddam, for example, is writing down that they took a specific step to aid a candidate. Let's give out this Combetta immunity deal. Sorry about that. It's been a long night. I apologize for any problems with my voice or my forming of words. I'll work on that this weekend along with my letters and numbers. But let's give out this Combetta immunity deal so nothing comes out that will derail Hillary for president. Very interesting. But the fact of the matter is, the report shows bias everywhere, political bias everywhere, regardless of what is said. I mean, it's beyond the pale here. The examples are shocking, concerning. Entire sections of this report are devoted to the bias to derail the president of the United States. This shows the banana republic that exists at the feet of Barack Hussein Obama. That's where this all leads. It leads right back to Obama, and I've been saying this over and over again. I want everyone to understand, please, this goes to Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Joe Biden, everyone on the Obama regime team, along with Loretta Lynch and Comey. The report justifies the firing, in my view, of James Comey. As a matter of fact, it also opens the possibility for criminal prosecution. One thing I want to point out, I've got just a tremendous number of handwritten notes here, and I want to be very organized with this. If you'll notice, all of the texts that have been included in the IG report, they're all from the FBI. What's missing? Do we see any text from the Department of Justice? No. No Department of Justice text. So what does that mean? It means that either they were smart enough to get rid of them. Well, that's my take. That they don't exist, at least not in the form as the FBI text exists. We know that everything's out there forever. We know that, and they're accessible, but they're not included in this report. I wonder why. But the report does find bias everywhere. There are examples. The examples are shocking, concerning. Again, entire sections of the report are devoted to this bias. I'm going to change the word bias to sedition. Or use sedition and treason rather than bias. Evidence of sedition and treason. Evidence of an attempted coup and an ongoing coup today. Which brings me to the point as well that we need at this point, we as citizens of the Republic, our nation, must do something. Now, those people who are listening to this program outside of the United States, you've got the same problems. You really do. It's just with your own government, you've got the same issues. Regardless if you're standing listening to this out of Wales or, you know, the UK, I mean, look, you've got the same issues. Some are just more prevalent than others. But the same cast of characters who the Inspector General has found to have made a mash, really, of the Clinton investigation. And those who demonstrate this political bias and this animus toward Donald Trump, these people are having been named, those who have been named must be, in my view, must face indictment, criminal penalties. Otherwise, we as a country are lost. Now, a couple of things here as well. Part of the report, there are a couple of graphics in the report that include a reporter, or three reporters, actually. Imagine, or just on a piece of paper, draw three circles, and from the three circles, draw like bicycle spokes from the hub. The circles would be the hubs, the lines out of the hub would be like bicycle spokes. And at the end of each spoke is a FBI agent or a special agent in charge or an FBI attorney or someone in the leadership position at the FBI. There are at least three and upwards of five reporters, whether they're print or I'm not sure if they're print media or if they're television or radio media, but the FBI finds, or the report finds, that FBI employees improperly received benefits from reporters, including tickets to sporting events, golf outings, drinks, meals, admittance to non-public social events. The report does not name the reporters. It must. We must find those people, identify those people. This is not just about Comey. Now, remember, this is one of a number of investigative reports. The next report, it will be on the FISA abuse. But if this is any indication of what we're going to see with that, well, we're seeing a lot of CYA maneuvers here. But this really is an indictment of a Marxist culture that exists, of an ideology, of this communist utopian ideology that I've been talking about that exists within the FBI, the top levels, that is, of the FBI, the top levels of the Department of Justice, and that could only exist with the facilitation of the executive branch at that time, and that would be Barack Hussein Obama. By the way, people are noted by Kimberly Strassel, people are failing to adhere to their recusals. For example, McCabe, Kadzik. Take note of that. I'm just hitting some high points here. Look at the look at beyond the deliberate acts of sedition, in my view. There's also an element of incompetence. Yes, incompetence. Now, some people are evil. Some people are stupid. And those are just facts. And some people are stupidly evil. And I've got to tell you, we see a mixture of all in this report. Now, do you believe, for example, this report asserts that Comey did not know, he was not aware that the Wiener laptop was a big deal because he didn't know that Wiener was married to Huma Abedin? Do you believe that? So there's just some issues, insubordination and bias at the FBI, the Inspector General report, careful in its conclusions, but quite frankly, damning on the facts. And again, I want to point out that with respect to texts, no Department of Justice texts. It's all FBI texts. Interesting by itself. Now, being familiar with reading investigative reports from law enforcement agencies, not specifically the Inspector General, of course, but from FBI. I've read a lot of FBI investigative reports, as well as reports authored by members, by people from the Department of Justice. So I've in the past, over the past 30 years, I've had experience in reading these reports. Here's my admonition to everyone, or my suggestions to everyone. Go ahead and read the executive summary. Go ahead and read the conclusions, but do not focus on those specific areas of the report. The reason being, those specific areas, the conclusions, recommendations, are usually written not by the investigative, not by the trench investigators. Those sections are usually written by the legal counsel or the people who are responsible for being the liaison between agencies. So, in other words, what I'm saying is, go ahead, read the conclusions, read the executive summaries, but focus on the facts within the report. Focus on the dates, the names, where they're provided. Focus on the breakdown of the facts. That's where we need to be. I just want to make that clear. When anyone reads these reports, the conclusions and executive summaries and the opening, shall we say, opening letters or opening paragraphs are usually written by career professionals that are not involved in the investigation themselves. So what do we have right here? We've got enough documentation from this report from which grand jury grand jury indictments ultimately could be produced. Criminal referrals could be produced based on the facts alone. The facts have now been documented in a non-political or apolitical report by the Obama-appointed IG that contain enough damning evidence on their face to allow for criminal referrals and grand jury activity. That's really what's been documented here. That's it. I mean, that's what this provides at this moment. And if there's a takeaway from this, look at those facts. Look at the facts, as I said, separate the conclusions, the recommendations, but also know what has been documented in this 499-page content, minus the appendices, minus the classified material that's been redacted. It is enough to document and create the environment for criminal referrals. Now, one thing I wanted to drive home. But by the way, I apologize if it sounds scattered here. Again, I've got notes everywhere. Do not do focus on the fact that FBI officials accepted bribes from the media. Now, consider that, because you have in the opening section of the IG report, the Department of Justice Office of the Inspector General highlights a number of FBI officials who accepted bribes from multiple media outlets, like I mentioned earlier. Now, these media outlets, these reporters, I'm not sure if they're print, if they're television, radio, they need to be identified. But again, I mentioned tickets to sporting events, golf outings, drinks, meals, as well as exclusive invitations and admission to non-public social events. This is important. The OIG investigative findings there, it was disturbing enough to launch a separate set of investigations that will be included in follow-up reports that we see from this report. Now I'm reading directly from the IG report. And again, this is, I believe, a critical component of this. This is something that Horowitz left the door open for additional investigation and potential prosecution. Reading from the IG report states that we identified numerous FBI employees at all levels of the organization and with no official reason to be in contact with the media, who were nevertheless in frequent contact with reporters. The attachments. Attached to this report, as attachments E and F, are two link charts that reflect the volume of communications that we identified between FBI employees and media representatives in April and May, in October of 2016. Again, this is before the election. Writes Horowitz, "We have profound concerns about the volume and extent of unauthorized media contacts by FBI personnel that we have uncovered during our review. In addition, we identified instances where FBI employees improperly received benefits from reporters, as I mentioned before, citing the various gifts." These are not little trinkets. This is bribery that needs to be looked at separately. So to those people, and we've spoken about this before, why, for example, is MSNBC, well, we know why, but rhetorically, why are they not reporting on whatever, the Hillary server or the classified information? And I'm getting to, by the way, I'm going to tie all this up because I do have some statements about the Wiener laptop and a video. That's right, a video that I know for absolutely 100%. I'm 100% certain a video exists that would be the end, really the end of everything, if it ever saw the light of day. And I do believe it will, but I will get to that here before the end of the show. But you wonder why, for example, the pushback from the media is so great. This is why. I just explained to you. It is shown where the media or the FBI, it's verified in this report, the FBI agents from all levels, from all departments, dealing with and receiving gifts from the media. It's disturbing, and there will be additional investigation on this. So you wonder why there's a media blackout in certain issues, whether it is Pizzagate or Pedogate, or you wonder why the reports are fashioned the way they are. As perhaps unintentionally, the IG reports, this particular IG report identifies that. I mean, other things too, and again, I'm skipping around here. The report identifies James Comey using a private email address, a Gmail address, like Hillary Clinton using her own private server, her own private email address. James Comey did the same thing. So imagine yourself in a government position, oversight position, leadership position of James Comey, going after Hillary Clinton for doing something you're doing. I remember back in the 1980s, I was accused of violating a specific law, a very obscure law, in my capacity as a licensed investigator in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And it was a serious charge. It was, believe me, but the problem was this, the oversight, because in Pennsylvania, as a private investigator in Pennsylvania, the oversight of private investigators is by the district attorney within the county the investigator operates. So, for example, Erie County in Pennsylvania, the individual responsible for the oversight of licensed investigators in the private sector would be the district attorney. And I do recall back in 1987, 88, in that during that time period of being accused of violating a specific law with respect to, guns, possession or not possession of, but carrying weapons during the course of investigations. Very specific law. Come to find out, the agency, the overseeing agency, it was the sheriff's department in this case, they were violating the same law. It was a technical violation. I'm not talking about any kind of, you know, it was just a mere technical violation that ultimately was straightened out. It was ultimately rectified. But again, I, living through that and watching the one body investigate what I was doing, and the sheriff at the time looked at me and says, you know what? I'm doing the same thing. We are all doing the same thing. So we cannot, in good conscience, go after you, you know, basically. We have to fix this issue. Well, look at this. Here's James Comey using a Gmail address. The reason I said all of that, and I don't mean to get personal, but again, having experienced this, you've got someone in an authority position, that being James Comey, looking at Hillary Clinton doing the exact same thing that he would prosecute Hillary for, using a private email address. So you can see why, for example, James Comey wasn't, among everything else, he was not on board prosecuting Hillary Clinton, obviously, for using a private email server. Now, understand why I mentioned that. I understand the mindset here and the whoops, look, I'm in violation of the same law too. That's a problem. Now, it does not take away, it doesn't excuse, or it doesn't in any way, shape, or form affect the bottom line. The amount of classified information that was found, for example, on the Wiener laptop and that went through the private email servers, damning to Hillary Clinton, potentially damning to James Comey, certainly damning to Barack Obama, but damaging national security, that's a whole different ballgame. And this is why this independent review was needed. But now we need, at this point, knowing the facts, again, forgetting the recommendations, forgetting the opening paragraphs that open the report, look at the facts alone. When you look at the facts, you can see our national security has been damaged. The reputation of the FBI, of course, there is none because of there's no good reputation because of the activities of people like Comey and others at the top levels. This is filled with political bias. But most importantly, it is filled with federal violations or violations of federal law, from espionage, in my view, to mishandling, deliberate mishandling of classified information, because the knowledge was there. But look, again, I would urge everyone to look at the facts. So again, if this seems scattered in terms of the approach to the information here, well, I apologize. But there's a lot to digest here, and there's a lot of information contained within the facts that we have to look at, and I do believe the door has been left open for criminal referrals and criminal prosecution of some of the key people, including but not limited to Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. I believe that to be the case, and James Comey as well. Look at the facts. Now, I'd like to move to one, I think, the most important aspect, or one of the most important aspects, that will not be covered anywhere else, I don't believe anywhere else, except in certain select areas of the honest media. The honest media meaning the alternative media, the non-mainstream media. I don't believe this will be covered at Fox. I don't believe this will be covered anywhere except in certain areas that have covered this before. If you have the copy of the report in front of you, go to page 294. Or simply go to True Pundit. Thomas Paine, I believe, is talking about this on Twitter as well. The IG report does confirm something about Hillary's emails. Comey was briefed on Clinton-linked sex crimes against children, and the evidence is on the Wiener laptop. I know I responded early this morning to a Lionel tweet about this. But let me take you back to November 2nd of 2016. Remember what we had said. In fact, I appeared on InfoWars. I appeared on this, the Hagman Report. And I had spoken about my source, consistent with that of Eric Prince and others, about the contents on the devices in the possession of Wiener and Huma Abedin. Yes, there was classified information on Anthony Weiner's laptop. Yes, classified information. But there was something else. And when we spoke about this back then, in November of 2016, when I spoke about this, I was skewered by everyone in the media. And so was anyone who dared to mention this. But we have now been virtually... it's now confirmed. the Inspector General confirmed that the FBI knew there was evidence on Anthony Weiner's laptop and Hillary Clinton's emails that were linked to sex crimes against children. And James Comey was briefed about it. I'll put the link up to the True Pundit article in the program description box. Back in 2016, November, remember this? New York Police Department detectives, NYPD detectives, and prosecutors working on the alleged underage sexting case against Weiner, former Congressman Anthony Weiner, remember, this is Huma Abedin's husband, have turned over a newly found laptop that he shared with Huma Abedin to the FBI, with enough evidence to put Hillary Clinton and her crew away for life, NYPD sources at that time told True Pundit. I had the same information. Think about that sentence for a minute. That the NYPD detectives found enough evidence to put Hillary Clinton and her crew away for life. Think about that. Now, the NYPD seized the computer from Weiner during a search warrant, and detectives discovered a trove. Over 500,000, a half a million emails to and from Hillary Clinton, Huma Abedin, and others during her tenure as Secretary of State. But there's more. Now, the content of those emails sparked the FBI to reopen its defunct, at that point, remember the tanked email investigation by Comey. Remember when that happened? Okay. Now, there's a part in this report that talks about making a request to Anthony Weiner to turn over the devices. Instead of doing that, they got a search warrant. And it culminates on page 294 of this report. Now, the new revelations on the contents of that laptop, this going back now to 2016, according to law enforcement sources back in 2016, and you and I, look, I spoke about this, we had a discussion about this. And of course, this was part and parcel to the Pizzagate, Pettigate somewhat at the same time, at the fringes of that topic. Of course, the discredited and debunked Pizzagate theory. Well, go to page 294 of the IG report. Go to the True Pundit article, and go back to 2016. Where it said, new revelations on the contents of that laptop implicate Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, her subordinates, and even select, and listen to this, select elected officials in far more alleged serious crimes than mishandling classified and top secret emails. So what could be more serious than that? What could be more disturbing than that, putting national security at risk? According to the information back then in 2016, evidence of money laundering, child exploitation, sex crimes with minors, and of course perjury, pay to play through the Clinton Foundation, obstruction of justice, and other felonious activity. Now, today, sex crimes with minors is mentioned several times in the 500-page IG report. The first, where an FBI investigator testifies he debriefed Comey on the materials after being notified of the sex crimes linked intelligence from the FBI's Criminal Investigative Division, again on page 294, and it's under the heading Hillary Clinton and Foundation Crime Against Children. Now, Comey, it appears, claims he was never told about this, which is awfully convenient. And it's awfully convenient. Think too, because you're going to hear this, and it's going to be racked up to or attributed to it just incompetence. Think about this. One thing you're going to be hearing from pundits, from talking heads, is that James Comey, oh, how ignorant could he possibly be? He had no idea that Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner were married. Now, again, think about how ridiculous of a statement that is. So why, of all the things to lie about, why would he lie about this? And why would the IG report mention this? Now, watch how others are handling this in the media. They're going to call Comey stupid, basically. Oh, well, incompetent. How incompetent can you be? They will accept, and please understand me when I say this, because, look, my reputation's on the line. But it's not about reputation. It's about the children. The attacks against us collectively and individually by members of the media saying Pizzagate and Pettigate is that's a discredited, debunked conspiracy theory nonsense. Well, wait a second. Take a look at the IG report. And whether this was intentional by Horowitz or not, it sticks out. It sticks out like a sore thumb. All right. Here it is. You've got Comey denying knowledge that Huma and Anthony Weiner were married. Just driving this point home. Why would he do that? And then Comey saying, well, he was not told about the NYPD findings with respect to Hillary Clinton or the Clinton Foundation, and crimes against children. It's called plausible deniability. If there's nothing else, if there is nothing else about this report, I believe that we need to focus on this one aspect and make sure that this is discussed in the media or wherever we can, because we've taken so many hits. But it's not about us, it's about the children. But the fact of the matter is, this confirms, in my view, this confirms everything that we said back in November of 2016 through a nonpartisan, reportedly apolitical, independent investigator general report that, yes, Comey knew, he was briefed about it, and he lied. Sex crimes linked to the former Secretary of State, former U.S. Senator, former First Lady. You don't think that Comey would remember being briefed about this? And it goes on. Again, I mentioned page 294. If you go to page 276, some very interesting terminology there. Two pages in particular about this, 276 and 294. So, in chapter of this report, in chapter 8, the heading under chapter 8, October efforts. Now, this is October 2016. October efforts by FBI leadership to respond to criticism of the mid-year exam refers to or represents the investigation of the Hillary Clinton server issue, the Hillary Clinton private emails, the email investigation. So chapter eight spans from page 265 through 200. I'm looking at the report. It begins at 265. I'll just leave it at that. So go to page 276. Let me do that myself as I'm going through this, and let's start out here. Page 276, reporting of Clinton-related emails to SDNY, the Southern District of New York. The report says that on September 27th, the case agent also began advising two SDNY assistant U.S. attorneys assigned to the Weiner case about what he was finding on the Weiner laptop. Now, understand, there were more devices than the Weiner laptop. Now, many of the case agent's communications with the SDNY were captured in a timeline created by two assistant U.S. attorneys, detailing key events in the Weiner investigation in September and October of 2016. Now, you have to go back and think as well. Remember how that was handled and how people sat on the knowledge of the emails for a month. Just keep that in the back of your mind. The timeline that was created in late October and Well, the timeline is at issue. I'll just leave it at that. I'm not going to read through all of the minutia here. And you can do this. Just go to page 276 of this report under Section D, reporting of Clinton-related emails to SDNY. Now, where this gets pertinent, or where this is pertinent here, is let me just, again, you'll have to forgive me here. I've got a lot of notes. The assistant U.S. attorneys provided written guidance to the case agent about how to handle the review of the laptop. In a September 28th email to the case agent in the SSA, the assistant U.S. attorney one, advised that the case agent should review only evidence of crimes related to the sexual exploitation of children, enticement, in obscenity, and instructed the case agent, quote, that all emails and other communications between Anthony Weiner and Huma Abedin, even if there are other parties involved in that communication, should be sequestered and not reviewed at this time. The case agent agreed and responded that the only emails I will review are those to and from Weiner accounts to which Huma Abedin is not a party. Now, I know that sounds confusing. Let me just continue, and then I'll explain what we're talking about here. Later in the day, this is from the report, on September 28th, the assistant U.S. attorney created a timeline. The assistant U.S. attorney created timeline, noted that the case agent informed the assistant U.S. attorneys that the header information previously described seen in plain view search revealed numerous emails between Abedin and Clinton, Hillary, Rodham Clinton, on which Weiner was not a party, using potentially sensitive email addresses, which indicated that Abedin also used the laptop. So, let's stop right there. Again, this is critical information that verifies that there is substance to the allegations that we have made, that there is evidence of crimes against children on the laptop of Huma Abedin, Anthony Weiner, and in the email contents of Hillary Clinton. Remember what we said in November of 2016. Remember what we've been saying up to this point. I've been talking in general about the OIG report. I want to make sure you're focused now as we go toward the end of this program, is the information that I dare say will not be discussed openly. I don't care if it is Fox News. I don't care if it's the most conservative of pundits, because this will be the third rail of this report, and I'm not trying to be conspiratorial here, but this they cannot allow us to talk about this, and this is exactly where we must go, because there's enough people talking about, of course, the political bias, but contained within this report. And that's why I waited until now to really get into this, because I'm going to leave you with this. What we need to be pushing, in my view, right now, or talking about right now, is, hey, what's going on with this? Crimes against children and evidence within the emails, as we talked about in November of 2016, there it is. So do the people who have written, Rolling Stone magazine, to those reporters, look at this. Look at the IG report. Crimes against children. Remember what we said, and remember how we were discredited and how we were attacked for saying it. Crimes against children. Evidence contained herein and how it was handled. And then look at what the pundits are saying today. Well, how could it possibly be that Comey didn't know that Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner were married? Do you believe that? Of course not. That he was briefed ultimately about the contents here, but did nothing. Why? This is the story, in my view. So on page 276 provides the information that confirms what we were saying back in November of 2016. After dispensing, of course, the first part of this program with what the talking heads will be talking about now, again, focusing on what's really important, and that is the verification of the crimes against children contained, documented in this report, at least in two instances, crimes against children, that being used on page 276 and page 294. Let me read one last paragraph from page 276. Reread it, I should say. The assistant U.S. attorneys provided written guidance to the case agents about how to handle review of the laptop. Okay, in a September 28th email to the case agent and the SSA, Assistant U.S. Attorney 1 advised that the case agent should review, and I quote, again and finally, only evidence of crimes related to the sexual exploitation of children, enticement, and obscenity, and instructed the case agent that all emails and other communications between Anthony Weiner and Huma Abedin, even if there are other parties to the communications, should be sequestered and not reviewed at this time. Period. That was page 276. Now, on page, starting at page 293, meeting between Comey and Coleman on October 4th. And by the way, Coleman is Randall Coleman, the former assistant director of the counterintelligence division of the FBI. Point number three, it begins under the heading meeting between Comey and Coleman on October 4th. I won't get, I'll just read last sentence of the paragraph there. While not remembering this meeting, Coleman speculated that this may have been a one-on-one meeting with Comey to discuss Coleman's upcoming retirement from the FBI in December of 2016. And again, he's not there any longer. Coleman told us that he kept regularly took notes in a journal. Coleman's notes from October 4 contain the following entry. And please, please go to page 294 and look at this. This, and just in your mind, think of a setting, an office setting, where you're taking notes of a conversation you're having with the director of the FBI, and his notes state the following. One, Anthony Weiner. Okay. Two, unrelated. Three, Weiner texting 15-year-old - sexually explicit. Now, these are, of course, shorthand notes. It sounds like something I would, you know, write in my notebook to jog my memory of the meeting. The next line, 9/26, meaning September 26th, federal SW - iPhone, iPad, laptop. Folks, do you remember what I said about multiple devices? Everyone keeps talking about the laptop, but there were additional devices that were subject to search and were found to contain sexually explicit material as well as classified information. This report essentially verifies exactly what I said. And what people like Eric Prince has been saying, Alex Jones has been saying, and others. So those who believe that the sexual exploitation of children is some debunked conspiracy theory, whether it's relative to Pizzagate, Pettigate, or Hillary Clinton email, or whether they doubt whether anything of substance is there. It's here. It's right here. Next line. Initial analysis of laptop - thousands emails. And again, this is shorthand or very much abbreviated note-taking. Hillary Clinton and Foundation. And finally, the coup de grace, in my view, crime against children. Now, how does Horowitz handle this, or how does this report address this? Right after that entry on page 294, Horowitz, or this report states that we asked Coleman about these notes, and he told us that given their placement in his notebook, stop right there for a second. I've got notebooks. If I have a conversation, and I do this, I've done this ever since basically day one as an investigator, it's in chronological order, and the notebooks are numbered, and I keep them in a file cabinet. So, in other words, if I had a conversation on May 25th of 2015, I can go back, find the notebook, and look at my notes, generally speaking. Now, it's just the way, you know, for investigations and that kind of thing. So this is what we're talking about. So, again, we asked Coleman about these notes, and he told us that given their placement in his notebook, remember what I just said, the notes would most likely represent information that he was briefed on first thing in the morning by his subordinates in the criminal investigative division. Now, that's important because this is outside of the counterintelligence division, and this is outside of, well, this is within the criminal investigative division. Let's just remember that. Coleman stated that he may have passed this information to other FBI executives after the morning briefing with the director, but he could not remember if that occurred here. Comey told us, according to this report, that he did not recall the briefing by Coleman that was reflected in his calendar. Now, think about that for a second. You're telling me you've got a presidential candidate with a foundation, crime against children, initial analysis of laptop, thousands of emails, the iPhone, iPad, laptop, sexually explicit, texting with 15-year-old. You're telling me, Comey, first of all, you didn't even know? You're claiming that you didn't know that Huma Abedin and Weiner were married, and Huma Abedin was Hillary Clinton's, basically, but you knew that she was Hillary's BFF, for lack of a better term. So do you see what I'm saying here? This is not being addressed, and I can tell you this will not be addressed by anyone in the media except those brave enough to take this on, brave enough to risk this disparagement. But here it is in black and white. Everything we've said about the crimes against children, the allegations against Clinton, the allegations against the Clinton Foundation, the fact that there are emails, there are files on that laptop that the NYPD have, there are videos and photographs, and I use specifically the plural in that. Go back to the True Pundit article. Now, what does that say? You'll find, of course, True Pundit taking a victory lap on this, saying that basically, you know, they scooped everyone else by 21 months. And the accusations of fake news, of course, has been disproven by this. But go back to what the True Pundit article states and what we reported on. NYPD, prosecutors, the sexting case against Weiner, the overlap, and the knowledge that the FBI had, and I'm quoting here now from True Pundit, enough evidence to put Hillary Clinton and her crew away for life. This, according to NYPD sources. NYPD seized the computer and other devices, of course, from Weiner during a search warrant. Detectives discovered a trove of over 500,000 emails to and from Hillary Clinton, Abedin, and other insiders during her tenure as Secretary of State. And again, money laundering, child exploitation, sex crimes with minors, perjury, pay to play through the Clinton Foundation, obstruction of justice, and other felonious activity. There you have it. So to wrap this up, the IG report, the focus is going to be, of course, on the political nature of the bias against Donald Trump. But equally, if not even more important, given the fact that children are most precious commodity, or most, not a commodity, but our most precious among us, children are being victimized in this. It's been verified in two instances, page 276 and 294, two pages. of the IG report. We told you in November of 2016 what the NYPD found. We told you how it related to Hillary Clinton. And now, if nothing else from this, the first half, of course, dealt with the political bias and the national security ramifications. But I want to leave you with the fact that Hillary Clinton, Anthony Weiner, Huma Abedin, and the entire crew in that cabal, I mentioned money laundering, child exploitation, and such. The emails that were on that laptop and other devices are so damning to Hillary Clinton. According to the True Pundit, it could put Hillary Clinton and her crew away for life. We told you this back in November. This has been confirmed yesterday. Again, page 294 and page 276. It's real. While others focus on the political side of things, I ask that you look at this. I ask that you spread this around, that you don't take my word for it. Go ahead and look at what this report provides in that one narrow element, that one narrow passage, that in basically two pages or two entries. Now, there are multiple entries, but these specific entries show that there is much more going on at the highest levels, that Comey lied, about. He's not stupid. Okay, you cannot believe that he did not know the relationship of Anthony Weiner to Huma Abedin. You cannot believe that. You cannot believe anything about what he's saying with respect to the handling, the FBI's handling of these emails. What this report, if nothing else, and what no one else will be talking about, that's my prediction anyway, at least of substance, not mentioning this, of substance on the mainstream media, is, of course, the crimes against children, the sexual exploitation that has been referenced and essentially verified by the IG report that we spoke about 21 months ago. True Pundit reported on 21 months ago. InfoWars reported on it 21 months ago. And here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope this made sense to you. By the way, this report, again, is the first of others to come out. But the teeth in this report, I believe, and the vulnerability to the deep state, the shadow government, is especially prevalent in those two pages. I ask that you focus and spread the word about this. And by the way, if you like this program, please tell others about this program. Share it on social media. I do appreciate this. And to the people out there working, Captain Roy D, Tracy, and others, I ask that we focus. Let's focus on this particular aspect because no one else will dare. It's the third rail of this report is the sexual exploitation, the crimes against children, that component that no one wants to talk about, no one will touch, because of course why? It's so perverse, it's difficult to talk about. Lionel mentioned it, of course, in a Twitter message, that there is evidence. Will it come out? I ask for the people out there who have the files to do the right thing, because at this point time is running out. We have little time. We need to do the right thing. Release the information. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for being part of the program. By the way, to the fathers out there, happy Father's Day this Sunday. To the children, give your fathers a hug. Tell them how much you appreciate them. May God bless each and every one of you. Until tonight, stay safe. God bless.
The Doug Hagmann Radio Show is brought to you by The Hagmann Report.
Tune in to the Hagman Report weekdays, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to HagmanReport.com. That's HagmanReport.com.